This is Jay Sekulow. Evidence mounts of FBI interference with the 2016 election.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
You think about Peter Strzok and what we learned from that text message yesterday where he says, we can't take that risk. We can't take the risk of Donald Trump being elected president, and so we have an insurance policy. That shows intent to put together a plan to somehow stop what the American people wanted to happen, which was Donald Trump be the next president.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
I'm afraid we can't take that risk. We can't. There's no way we can let the American people make Donald Trump the next president. I got to protect our country. This is unbelievable. And I'm here to tell you, Mr. Rosenstein, I think the public trust in this whole thing is gone.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. The fallout continues on this whole situation involving the Deputy Attorney General of the United States, Rod Rosenstein, who testified yesterday before the House Judiciary Committee. And it's now reached the United States Senate. And the reason that we said the evidence mounts of FBI interference in the 2016 election is because information has been released by the FBI, which has created quite a stir. And this is both transactions that occurred, of course, as we talked about in the last couple days, the Fusion GPS, Bruce Orr and his wife, and the Steele dossier. That's one side of this issue. And then there's a whole additional side of this issue now as it relates to a former chief investigator for the Department of the FBI, who was assigned actually to Bob Mueller's team, and was the lead investigator also on the Hillary Clinton email scandal. And now that has become, as you saw yesterday in the hearings we talked about, a major issue. But on top of that, you now got Senator Grassley, the chairman of the Judiciary Committee, asking a series of very pointed, Jordan, and direct questions.
That's right. And it goes specifically to the text messages between Peter Strzok and Lisa Page. That the main message focused on was that is the insurance policy that's referenced that was in, quote, Andy's office. And that has now been presumed by the U.S. Senate. It has not been refuted, by the way, by Andrew McCabe. He certainly had the time to do that by now and would have done that by now, I think, if it was not the case. That this conversation about getting an insurance policy that just in case of, like, President Trump was going to win the election, they could do something about it, that conversation was not just had on text message between this top counterintelligence official at the FBI, Peter Strzok, and this DOJ attorney, Lisa Page, but it was also had in the office of the deputy director of the FBI, Andrew McCabe, whose wife is a Democrat politician, received $500,000 from Terry McAuliffe's political action committee, tied directly to the Clintons. She did not win. But again, he's got partisan ties directly in his household and is still the deputy director of the FBI. He did not appear at Congress this week and has said it will happen next week. Many people speculate whether or not he will even be around by next week.
Interesting also that Senator Grassley says presumably Andy refers to the deputy FBI director, Andrew McCabe. So whatever was being discussed extended beyond Page and Strzok, and at least include the deputy director of the FBI, who was involved in supervising both investigations. This is, go ahead.
And those both investigations were the Clinton investigation to the private server. So this FBI official, he was like one of 25 or like him, but he was supervising Hillary Clinton's investigation to her server and then became the supervisor of the initial Russia probe by the FBI, Russia investigation by the FBI, before it was taken over by the special counsel. So he has had two very high-profile positions within the FBI investigative force.
Well, I tell you, this is showing the nature and scope of this is pretty incredible. All right, we're going to take your calls. When we come back, we'll be joined by Than Benner, Director of Governmental Affairs, Senior Counsel Andy Economo, the former U.S. attorney. We've got a lot to talk about here. We're taking your calls as well at 1-800-684-3110. Do you believe that the FBI had been interfered with the 2016 election? We'll talk about it when we come back from the break. Logan will let you know how you can gauge. Don't forget our matching challenge campaign, ACLJ.org. You get an email today, actually, on this issue of the deep state.
That's right. Join us online, Facebook.com/JaySekulow, Periscope and Twitter at JaySekulow, and give us a call, 1-800-684-3110. We'll be right back.
This is a critical time for our nation and the issues that matter most to you and your family. There are so many challenges facing our nation: the rise of ISIS, an emboldened North Korea, and here at home, continuing threats to your free speech and religious liberty, as well as an out-of-control bureaucracy in Washington. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And if you want to make a difference, stand with the ACLJ and become a member today. In a world immersed in chaos and confusion, the ACLJ is on the front lines defending life and liberty, engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family, here at home and around the globe. If you haven't done so already, this is the perfect time to join the American Center for Law and Justice. Join now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can do so online, aclj.org. It's a fact. Radical jihadists have one goal: complete and utter global domination. Hundreds of lives have been lost in devastating jihadist attacks, from Paris to San Bernardino, Brussels to Orlando. Islamic terrorist attacks are increasingly occurring at an alarming rate. In his number one New York Times bestselling book, Rise of ISIS, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow pulled back the curtain on a new unholy alliance of Iranians, Russians, and jihadists waging war against the United States and our very way of life. Now in his new book, Unholy Alliance, Jay reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. Get Jay Sekulow's new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World. It's available now. Available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also order it right now online at unholyalliancebook.com.
Hey, welcome back. You know, we talk about the deep state, but as we're looking at the evidence mounting here on this, you don't have to dig so deep. I mean, I was just asking during the break for our Facebook and Periscope audience, we were just talking about this. I mean, you're not having to dig deep when you're talking about Andy McCabe. We're assuming that's who the Andy was referenced in the Peter Strzok, Lisa Page text messaging, that the conversation they had at Andy's office was Andrew McCabe, and that is certainly what Chuck Grassley, the chairman of the Judiciary Committee, thinks. And you know, we'll get into some of the specifics, but I want to talk about the deep state aspect of this. We've got an email out about the deep state today. The corruption and lawlessness is deeper than you think, and it is. But finding it is not so – you don't have to dig so deep to find it. And, Andy, that's one of the interesting things here. It's not so – this is not an attack, by the way, on the line agents, FBI, CIA, that defend us and protect us each and every day. But within these agencies, you have these bureaucrats. But this is – top-level bureaucrats, you're not having to dig too deep to find the bias.
No, this is an upper-crust elite who has self-appointed themselves, Jay, as the people who are going to determine, if they possibly can, the 2016 election, presidential election. And these are not the line special FBI agents that I have worked with that work so hard in the Bureau and do the best that they possibly can in investigating crime. This is a upper-crust elite who has made a determination. We're going to make the decision of who the president's going to be, and we're going to get an insurance policy against anything happening contrary to what our determination is.
Okay, Than, I think it's important for our audience to understand exactly what the reaction in Washington, D.C. is about this right now.
Well, it's escalated quickly after yesterday, Jay, the Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein testifying to House Judiciary. But immediately following that hearing, the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, Chuck Grassley, sent a letter to Rosenstein demanding answers on six specific points. And, Jay, I was telling our folks in the break here, I've read a lot of these letters that go from the Hill to the agency. This is one of the most tersely worded letters I have seen. They're usually very diplomatic. Chairman Grassley is upset here. He believes that the Congress has been lied to, has been withheld information, and he's demanding very specific answers, and he wants them soon, Jay. And why does he want them soon? Because I think he believes that the Congress has a role to play here if they are not dealt with forthrightly and very soon.
All right, we want to know your reaction to all of this, and do you think there was governmental interference with the 2016 election? Not from the Russians, but from the FBI and the Department of Justice and officials here. I mean, that's what this is really looking like. Now, again, this is not just the American Center for Law and Justice speaking, or Jay Sekulow individually as the president's lawyer speaking here. I'm talking about, let's read what Chuck Grassley wrote. get Jordan's comment on this. Some of these texts appear to go beyond merely expressing a private political opinion and appear across the line into taking some official action to create a, quote, insurance policy against a presidency from Donald Trump. Mr. Stork writes Strzok writes the following to Ms. Page, and then he quotes this. I want to believe that the path you threw out for consideration in Andy's office, and we believe that's Andrew McCabe, that there was no way he gets elected, talking about Donald Trump, but I'm afraid we can't take that risk. It's like an insurance policy in the unlikely event that you die before you're 40. In other words, we don't think Donald Trump's going to elect it, but if he does, we can't take that risk. Now, individuals, FBI agents included, I mean, have the right to freedom of speech, freedom of political discourse, as any individual would, subject to rules and regulations. Yeah. But it can't be when you are the investigator on that individual, because that raises a whole level of not only criminality, but violations of internal rules within the Department of Justice as well.
Yeah, they have some of the most restrictions, the FBI, on political activity that is and is not allowed by FBI agents, depending on your rank, depending on your job. And, of course, if you're actively involved in an investigation of specific politicians, then that would not be proper. But what this really goes to is that there was a plan, that there is some insurance policy that they were referring to that existed that was discussed with the deputy director of the FBI, who is still the deputy director of the FBI, Andrew McCabe. It happened in his office, and that they had a plan put together. And you must wonder if the plan was this Russia smear, something like that, something that we already know has been in the news. That would make sense because Strzok moved right from dismissing the allegations against Hillary Clinton and making sure she was in the clear to the Russia investigation of Trump before the election.
You got to remember that Strzok was the one who changed gross negligence to extreme carelessness in the report by guess who? James Comey. So this is, you understand the web that's going on here. I mean, it is, Andy, it's very deep, and it's involving senior people.
Well, it's disgusting, Willie, when you think about it, that senior people in the FBI who are involved in an investigation would be, and let's just say it, Jay, colluding. And that's what, this is not collusion. This is a conspiracy. Well, this is a conspiracy to determine who is going to be the president in 2016. And they're sitting in the deputy director of the FBI's office, Andrew McCabe, and they're figuring out how they're going to smear, as Jordan said, how are we going to smear Donald Trump? And so they say, we're going to just go light on Hillary Clinton. Say that it was just carelessness, that it wasn't anything else. She just made some little errors here and there. But we're going to talk and we're going to come up with this collusion idea with the Russians with respect to Donald Trump. This is disgusting is what it is.
All right. So let's go ahead. Go ahead.
I just want to remind everybody, too, who put Peter Strzok in these positions of power twice. Fired FBI Director Jim Comey. Twice he decided to put Peter Strzok in the position and take his advice. So in the Hillary Clinton investigation, he chose Peter Strzok. There's about 25 agents at his level, which is not many when you're talking about – it sounds like a lot, except when you're talking about the top levels of the FBI and counterintelligence. So he's one of just a handful. Comey chose him, then relied on him to edit his statement, which, by the way, was edited months before by Peter Strzok. Then Peter Strzok then sat down with Hillary Clinton after editing the statement months before. He sat down and interviewed Hillary Clinton. And then Jim Comey decided, you know what, this guy will be great for Russia as well. That's how closely tied into the problem actors at the FBI Peter Strzok was. And now he sits still at the FBI in the HR department. And Andrew McCabe, still has his office at the FBI as deputy director.
Yeah, which, go figure that out.
The deep state is still strong, that's why.
Yeah, and you're not having to dig so deep to get them. Now, Than, let's go ahead and let's take a phone call, and then I got a question for Than.
All right, let's go to Jason from Springfield on line two.
Hi, Jason, you're on the air.
Hi, how you doing this morning, gentlemen?
Good.
I just wanted to comment on the topic that the FBI interference. My grandfather, as well as my older brother, are both retired FBI.
Yep.
My brother retired shortly, not too long ago, with 28 years. And, you know, my question to him was like, Stu, why aren't you going to wait and get your 30? And he simply said, he goes, I can't work for the Bureau anymore. He said, there is undoubtedly corruption. And a lot of it leads back to the Department of Justice. And my brother's honest as the day is long, and he wasn't the only one. And you know,
no, I think there's been, we've heard this from other people, that other FBI agents that have been very frustrated. Will Haynes brings, our producer, makes a good point, is that, you know, it's one thing to have political opinions. It's another thing to have a political plan of action, which is exactly what they were putting in place. I mean, again, you could vote for a Republican, Democrat, Independent, whatever you want as a federal employee, and you can advocate in your private capacity. What you can't do is have a plan of action to take down one of the nominees or one of the candidates. And that, I mean, that's a very good point that Will raises. And Than, I ask this question. We'll take your calls on this. But Than, this is, again, we've got a tailored FOIA request that Andy's reviewing this afternoon that we're looking at. Very tailored on the whole Bruce Orr, Fusion GPS, Christopher Steele, how that whole thing plays out. Because that one is still the one I can't even get my, you can't get your hands around it in the sense that, because you only think you know this much, just an inch worth of a 12-inch problem. I mean, a foot-long problem or more, and you're trying to get, you know, you're just seeing the surface of these problems. But it's clear, when you're right, when you read Grassley's letter, I mean, Senator Grassley's letter, this is a guy that's not too happy about any of this.
Well, a lot of it goes to the conversation that you just had about the text, we can't take that risk. What risk are they talking about? They're talking about the risk that the American people would choose a president that they don't like. Guess what? That is not the job of an FBI agent. Sure, they can go cast a ballot, but they cannot then act, take a political action to try to intervene on that. And Jay, I think here is why you're seeing Senator Grassley, a number of members of the House Judiciary, and a number of others say, look, the look into this has got to move outside the department, because if it moves somewhere else inside the department, I think they don't have any confidence left that it can move to someone that they have confidence in. This is so widespread. This permeates the agency to such an extent that if they just gave it to someone else inside the department, I don't think Senator Grassley or Congressman Jordan or Chairman Goodlatte would have any confidence that it would be handled any better than it was the first time around. That's why they're starting to call for it to move to an outside counsel.
I have an email that's going out to our email list. And if you're not on the email list, Logan in a moment is going to tell you how you can do that, because you need to. And it's about the deep state, and lawlessness is deeper than you think. But I make the statement in here that we're taking immediate action, but senior DOJ and FBI bureaucrats have been caught undermining the Constitution. And that's really what this is. Undermining the Constitution of the United States. Justice is supposed to be blind, not politically partisan. The only thing that's standing between this kind of corruption, lawlessness, and the integrity of the Constitution are you, the American people. And we need your help. At ACLJ.org, you can support the work of the ACLJ. We're in a matching challenge campaign, which means any amount you donate, we're getting a matching gift for. ACLJ.org, especially on this issue of the deep state. We would really appreciate your help. Logan's let you know how you can also get our emails, but also give us a call.
Yep. Phone lines are open, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. You can also get your comments in on social media. Get your comments in on Facebook, Periscope. We'll take some of those during the break and during the show. Be right back.
Imagine a global war on you, but your leaders refuse to acknowledge it. Imagine this denial resulting in hundreds of American deaths and a global genocide against Christians and other religious minorities. Imagine Russia, Iran, and jihadists around the world uniting to destroy us. This is the startling reality we now face. But it doesn't have to be this way. In his new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulo reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. With detailed history, in-depth legal case studies, and expert interviews, this book reveals the historic problem and the pressing solution. Order a copy of Unholy Alliance today. It's available right now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also get it online at unholyalliancebook.com. This is a critical time for our nation and the issues that matter most to you and your family. There are so many challenges facing our nation: the rise of ISIS, an emboldened North Korea, and here at home, continuing threats to your free speech and religious liberty, as well as an out-of-control bureaucracy in Washington. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And if you want to make a difference, stand with the ACLJ and become a member today. In a world immersed in chaos and confusion, the ACLJ is on the front lines defending life and liberty, engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family, here at home and around the globe. If you haven't done so already, this is the perfect time to join the American Center for Law and Justice. Join now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can do so online, aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. Taking your calls at 800-684-3110. We got a call coming on the tax bill. Can we take that? Robert's been holding. Let's get that, and then I want to get into some more on this.
All right, Robert, Maryland, line one.
Hey, Robert, go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you, Jay Jordan, was the earned income tax credit retained in the tax reform bill? And also wanted to make a quick comment on what you all are talking about now about the deep state and the DOJ and the FBI. If they have colluded together to interfere in the election, my question on that would be, would we somehow be able to reopen the investigation on Hillary Clinton because of that type of collusion to interfere in the investigation, especially because James Comey, the former FBI director, decided not to prosecute Hillary Clinton?
Yeah, so let me tell you what we've looked at, or we're looking at this afternoon, and that is what, as concerning both the Fusion GPS side of this, too, with Bruce Orr, and that whole shenanigans that were going on, and putting together a comprehensive legal memorandum on what criminal laws may be violated here, because as we've talked about it, Andy, and we'll get to the tax credit thing in a moment. As we've talked about it, we know that there's probably a body of law in addition to the Hatch Act. I mean, which is not that consequential for this.
No.
I mean, it's a violation of the law, but the idea that there could be criminality here, I think, is real and deep. And we're going to lay out a legal memorandum of what that would be.
Well, Jay, that's consistent with what you have called for, and that is a special counsel to look into the Department of Justice and the FBI in terms of what is going on with these text messages and this conspiracy, which is what it really is, to determine the outcome of the 2016 presidential election engaged in by the highest echelon of the Department of Justice and now, unfortunately, of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, which really is a personal. It hurts me personally because of the years that I worked with the FBI, the 5 years that I worked with the FBI. But it's consistent with what I think you have called for. We do need, and Congress, now, and you led the way on this, that we need a special counsel to look into this DOJ-FBI situation.
Yep. No, I don't think there's any question. This is beyond Inspector General. Robert did ask about the earned tax credit. Should we go to Than on that?
Yeah, I think Than on that. I mean, right now it's still, remember, all of this is working through a conference between the House and Senate. So
still move.
There's not a 100% on anything. But Than, was that still there in both plans?
Yeah, we don't know on that level of detail, Jordan, because some of the things that were in both plans are actually being reported by members of the conference to have moved a little bit. For instance, the corporate tax rate seems to have bumped from 20 to 21%. The individual mandate repeal looks like it. They're in there. Maybe some tweaks to the tax break. So we don't know yet, Jordan, is the simple answer on the earned income tax credit. But we will very soon because, Jay, the reports are that both the Senate and the House are going to try to move this on Tuesday. So we're talking just a few days away.
Wow. I mean, this will be the biggest tax reform since 1986. So it is a big, big legislative win for the president when this happens, assuming this does happen. And we'll keep everybody posted on this. All right, let's go ahead and take some calls here, 1-800-684-3110. Logan, who's next?
Let's go to Gordon on line 5 in New Jersey.
Okay, we'll take some comments on Facebook and Periscope, too. Let's get a couple of those ready. Gordon, go ahead.
Hi, how are you,
Jeff? Hey, good.
I'm curious what happens to all this evidence that these guys have turned in?
Mm. This is a really good question. I raised this yesterday because there's a document called the Fruit of the Poisonous Tree. In other words, if there are people involved in it, if you didn't have a warrant, for instance, and you got evidence, you can't use it. The case is
Wong Sun versus United States
from 1968, I think it was. I remember the case name when I was one of those flashbacks where the case. I remember my con law professor John Cole from Mercer just kind of I could hear his voice saying it. And anyways, in the Fruit of the Poisonous Tree, basically you don't get to use that evidence. So here's the question with Strzok and with on the Fusion GPS side, too.
Yeah, Bruce Orr.
Bruce Orr. I mean, if that was based on a FISA warrant were received based on those that dossier, I mean, it raises a whole host of legal issues. And for Strzok, what he was doing between May when he was retained or moved over to the special counsel's office until the end of July when he was terminated, did Bob Mueller, you know, redo the investigation? I don't know the answer to that, but I think those are all real questions that have to be asked.
He interviewed Mike Flynn.
Yeah.
I mean, he sat down and did Mike Flynn. So he not only Hillary Clinton, but also Mike Flynn, who pled guilty. I mean, so you have to wonder then those people who pled guilty, who now have got a guy who may very well be in his own trouble. I mean, we
and
have
the judge on the Flynn case has recused himself after the plea before the sentencing.
Because it looks like he was one of the FISA courts.
FISA judge. I mean,
he definitely is a FISA judge.
Yeah,
he's listed.
May have been one on that.
On the wiretaps that could have come from the dossier. I mean, I know, again, some of this, it's like unbelievable to continue to go through it, and I know it's not easy to track, but just know that we're doing so at the ACLJ, and obviously Senator Grassley, who chairs the Senate Judiciary Committee as well. There's also another text that he is wondering about, which is, you know, another one of those potentially criminal texts sent from Lisa Page to Mr. Strzok while he was involved in the Clinton investigation.
Now, Lisa Page, so everybody knows, was a Department of Justice lawyer.
Still is, I believe. Yeah, yep. In the general counsel's office at DOJ. These are not low-ranking bureaucrats.
Remember there was
these
a concern about the general counsel's office in DOJ back about 2 months ago, and no one could exactly figure out where it was coming from. There was all these stories circulating. This may well have been it.
Yeah.
So what is it?
So this text message, it's from her to Strzok on April 2nd, 2016, during the Clinton investigation of the private server, the email server, which Strzok was leading. So look, you say we text on that phone when we talk about Hillary because it can't be traced. You were just venting because you feel bad that you're gone so much, but it can't be helped right now. So some of that is just their own personal talk, yeah. But she references this phone to talk about Hillary on that can't be traced. And the Senate Judiciary Chair wants to know, has the FBI and DOJ figured out what phone that is that supposedly can't be traced? Have they traced that phone? And if not, why not?
Well, here's what he said exactly. That text message occurred during Mr. Strzok's involvement in the Clinton investigation and days before he interviewed Huma Abedin and Cheryl Mills on April 5th, 2016 and April 9th, 2016, respectively. Thus, the mention of Hillary, in quotes, may refer to Secretary Clinton and therefore could indicate that Mr. Strzok and Ms. Page engage in other communications about an ongoing investigation on a different phone in an effort to prevent it from being traced. Andy, you're a former prosecutor. I was a former Department of Treasury lawyer for Chief Counsel's Office of the IRS. I know what I would say, but I'm going to let you say it first.
Well, I mean, this is obviously a collusive attempt to fabricate a situation where you can't be traced as to what you're going to say. I mean, this is an attempt.
While an investigation is going on that you're involved in.
You are involved in an investigation. You've got Strzok and his girlfriend, Lisa Page, and they're figuring out a way to communicate on a phone that can't be traced with respect to the Hillary Clinton investigation.
Yep.
This is unbelievable, but it is so personally hurtful to me because I know the reputation that the FBI had when I was in the United States Attorney's Office. This is awful that this is happening. It really is.
We're going to be here for another 30 minutes. We're going to let you know how you can do it. Logan, let everybody first know how they can get the next 30 minutes of this broadcast, because we do lose a lot of stations, and a lot of them have the full hour now, but there'll be a whole group that do not. Let them know how they can get it.
That's right. ACLJ.org or Facebook, Periscope, Twitter. We're broadcasting live there right now. We're on the ACLJ app, but you can find us broadcasting on all those outlets for the next half hour.
And we're going to get to some of the comments that are coming in from Facebook and Periscope as well. We've got an email out. I'm going to let Jordan talk about our matching challenge campaign here. We've got an email out on this very issue of deep state corruption. We've got lawyers, obviously, you could tell, working on this pretty much all the time. This is a big issue, and the facts are just making it worse for the government and makes you wonder if the Constitution really is under attack here. Jordan, let you know how you can help. We are December 14th here. This is a big, you know, we're halfway through the month almost. This is our biggest month of the year. Your help makes a big difference.
Yeah, and then we're, you know, this is all for planning on how we kind of launch next year. Not that anything has stopped. We're working on FOIA requests right now and legal cases right now. But it lets us know kind of the resources that we will have available to begin the new year. Donate online right now at ACLJ.org. Be part of the matching challenge. Double the impact of your donation. Literally, whatever you donate is doubled for the ACLJ if you donate online now at ACLJ.org.
This is a critical time for our nation and the issues that matter most to you and your family. In a world immersed in chaos and confusion, the ACLJ is on the front lines defending life and liberty. If you haven't done so already, this is the perfect time to join the American Center for Law and Justice. Join now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can do so online, aclj.org.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. If you're just joining us, this is something very important here. And that is the Department of Justice received a letter. Actually, it was addressed to Rod Rosenstein, the Deputy Attorney General of the United States, from Chuck Grassley. And he is wanting to get deeper into the Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, what he calls a highly politicized FBI environment during both the Clinton and Russia investigations. It's interesting because I have an email out today to our members talking about deep state corruption, although here you don't have to dig so deep to find it because it's at the top of the agencies. And I say in that that while the facts are shocking, that senior DOJ and FBI bureaucrats have basically been caught putting together what Will Haynes calls the, you know, political action plan while they're investigating, supposedly investigating this whole Russia probe. And by the way, while they're investigating Hillary Clinton. And they're making these statements. The only thing standing between, I say, this politically corrupt lawlessness and the integrity of our constitutional republic is the American people. Your voice has to be heard on this. And we're able to do that. We're working on these cases. But let me tell you something. That's why if you don't get our emails, you need to get them. Sign up at aclj.org. You're the reason that we can respond back on all of this, which, boy, do we need to. Now, we said during the break, we covered the insurance policy one, Jordan, but explain the second phone.
Yeah, so they were talking about that they have a secret phone that could not be traced while Peter Strzok was conducting as the lead FBI investigator in the Clinton email server investigation, criminal investigation by the FBI, that Ms. Page writes to Peter Strzok, and that is, again, like his girlfriend or mistress. I mean, somehow they had a personal relationship past just employees talking. And she writes to him on April 2nd.
Put all of that aside, okay? Put all of that aside and get to what they were doing and what they were saying.
Yeah.
Because that is what, putting all the other issues aside, what are they saying?
I mean, this is. So on April 2nd, 2016, right before Peter Strzok interviews Huma Abedin and Cheryl Mills.
So he is the head investigator on Hillary Clinton's case.
Yeah. She writes to him via text. On the regular phone, I guess, that has been, that the inspector general saw these texts. So, look, you say we text on that phone, so referencing a different phone, when we talk about Hillary, because it can't be traced. The messages can't be traced. You were just venting because you feel bad that you're gone so much, but it can't be helped right now. I think there's two messages there. I think the second message, you were just venting, was the personal side. Yeah. I think the first message, you say we text on that phone when we talk about Hillary because it can't be traced, is really where, again, Chairman Grassley is focused in on.
And that was during the Clinton investigation, and he was the senior investigator.
Just days before he was going to investigate. I mean, literally, a few days later, he interviewed Huma Abedin, literally on April 5th, and then Cheryl Mills on April 9th. So 3 days later and 7 days later. And ultimately, he did interview Hillary Clinton. So what is this secret phone? Is the Hillary reference, obviously you have to ask that question as the chairman of the Judiciary Committee, is the Hillary reference to Hillary Clinton, and has the FBI or the Department of Justice obtained this phone? And we can go through the questions he's got that he's asked Director Rosenstein to respond to by December 27th.
But then there are 10,000 text messages.
Yeah.
We've only seen a couple hundred.
We've seen the innocent ones, Jay, because think about this. Peter Strzok and Lisa Page went to great lengths to each have two phones, and they tried to keep the problematic text on the other phone. We have 10,000 of the safe texts, Jay, and as bad as those are, and Jordan read them, and they're horrible, the worst ones are on the other phone because they were deliberately and carefully trying to keep their most political conversations on that phone. If you think what we have now is bad with these 10,000, wait till those other ones come out.
All right, Logan, let everybody know how they can engage. We got a couple of phone lines open. We'll get to those and also support the work of the ACLJ at aclj.org with a matching challenge. What a time for it, huh? Yep. With all this going on.
1-800-684-3110. Exclusive videos coming up in the break. But yeah, give us a call. A couple lines are open. 1-800-684-3110. Also get your comments in on social media. We'll take some of those and know that they're read by someone on our team, even if they don't make it on the air.
I've got an email that's out today. What's the easiest way, Logan, for people to sign up for those emails?
Just go to aclj.org and say, I think there's a button that has a place you can put your information in. So just aclj.org.
So sign up for these email alerts. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And don't forget that matching challenge campaign. Any amount you donate this month, we get a matching gift for aclj.org. Back with more. There will be more, I'm sure, in the next 24 hours, too, I suspect. So let's...
This is a critical time for our nation and the issues that matter most to you and your family. There are so many challenges facing our nation: the rise of ISIS, an emboldened North Korea, and here at home, continuing threats to your free speech and religious liberty, as well as an out-of-control bureaucracy in Washington. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And if you want to make a difference, stand with the ACLJ and become a member today. In a world immersed in chaos and confusion, the ACLJ is on the front lines defending life and liberty, engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family, here at home and around the globe. If you haven't done so already, this is the perfect time to join the American Center for Law and Justice. Join now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can do so online, aclj.org. It's a fact. Radical jihadists have one goal: complete and utter global domination. Hundreds of lives have been lost in devastating jihadist attacks, from Paris to San Bernardino, Brussels to Orlando. Islamic terrorist attacks are increasingly occurring at an alarming rate. In his number one New York Times bestselling book, Rise of ISIS, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow pulled back the curtain on a new unholy alliance of Iranians, Russians, and jihadists waging war against the United States and our very way of life. Now in his new book, Unholy Alliance, Jay reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. Get Jay Sekulow's new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World. It's available now. Available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also order it right now online at unholyalliancebook.com.
Back to the broadcast, everyone. Taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. Our director of policies just joined the conversation. I'm Professor Harry Hutchison. So, Professor Hutchison, you've listened to the broadcast. We met before. Give me your take on where we are on this. I mean, this is, it really is. I mean, as a lawyer who's been practicing law for almost 40 years, I have, as a former government lawyer in private practice, Supreme Court of the United States, I've done cases at the International Criminal Court in The Hague, handled the case involving the IRS corruption and the targeting of the Tea Parties, both in the administrative process and in the legal and in the federal courts, representing the president in my capacity as a lawyer. I put all of this together, and I'm thinking, this really, to me, is showing a level of corruption that is very significant. I mean,
absolutely
really significant.
So I think if you look at all of the facts, and if you look at Senator Grassley's December 13th letter to Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, two important questions emerge. First, has the DOJ, the special counsel, and the FBI succeeded in fatally undermining the Russia collusion probe itself? And secondly, has the DOJ and the FBI demonstrated beyond question its political bias in conducting the faux Hillary Clinton email investigation? And I think the answer to both questions is a resounding yes.
Let me ask this to Than. Looking at the follow-up on all of this, Than, from the Congress, where do you see it?
Well, I think there's going to be a series of people called to testify, but Jay, they've got to do more than just have hearings. They've got to force accountability, because we have a situation where it's abundantly clear that at least Peter Strzok and Lisa Page thought that they should use their positions in the agency to advance a political agenda. And it certainly looks like Bruce Orr and Andrew Weissman did as well, and possibly Andrew McCabe as well. So Congress is going to call to testify a number of individuals. I think you'll see Peter Strzok. I think you'll see Andrew McCabe. I think you'll see Glenn Simpson. But at the end of the day, Jay, if there are not dramatic personnel changes at the very top, then Congress needs to hold them to account. And quite frankly, you know, I don't know whether or not Rod Rosenstein needs to go or not, but he is the one, now that the attorney general is recused, that has to make sure that those personnel changes happen. He cannot hide behind that inspector general very long. That's what he did yesterday, Jay. He hid behind the inspector general report that has been a year in the making. That is not his job. His job is to make sure that we can have a credible bureau. I don't believe he's done that at this point.
We may have a breaking news item here that has just going over the wires now. Jordan, you want to talk about it?
Yeah, I mean, it's news breaking about Speaker Paul Ryan, and it's not specific to immediate, but it says he will be departing as Speaker of the House. That may be at the end of
Washington, D.C.
Yeah, at the end of this term is what the report is. That's on Drudge Report and the Hill. The reason is just saying if they get tax reform through, he feels like he's done. That, again, though, opens up a giant leadership position in the House of Representatives. And, again, people, obviously some people like Paul Ryan. So some conservatives have kind of tired of the leadership there. That means that there will be an opening at the very top right during, leading into, I guess, the midterm elections. Why he would be stepping aside then is to allow a new speaker to be elected before, I guess, than you get into the midterm elections. Is this shocking Washington right now? It's the top of Drudge Report. It's breaking in places like the Hill. Or are people expecting this?
It'll certainly be shocking on some level, Jordan, but he's been one of the few members who has pretty consistently said that he doesn't want to be here long term. So I'm personally not overwhelmingly shocked, especially if this tax bill gets through. You know, he always said, and I actually think there's some credibility here, he said his dream job was the House Ways and Means Chairmanship so that he could push through tax reform. Obviously, now it's moving under President Trump, and he's the Speaker of the House. If he gets it done, this will not shock me, but you're absolutely right that it will be an earthquake here because so many different dominoes will fall and so much change will happen in leadership.
All right, so we'll follow that one, but wow, that's a big story. All right, let's go ahead and take some more calls. Keith is calling from Lake Tahoe, California, on line 2. And our phone lines are open for you, by the way, at 1-800-684-3110. Keith, go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Jay. I'd like to know who's blocking Congress from seeing the FISA warrant that was used to do these wiretaps.
Yeah.
And can't Sessions or General Kelly demand to see a copy of it?
Well, I mean, the people that are blocking, the Department of Justice does not want to release the information. They're going to claim, Harry, because we've looked at this before, national security privilege, deliberative privilege. But the fact is, they could be opened. I mean, they could be put forward if the Department of Justice would move on it. Right now, they've been very hesitant.
Oh, I think that's correct. But I don't think there is a national security reason not to disclose whether or not the FISA warrant was tied to the Fusion GPS Democratic National Committee opposition research. If that is true, if that triggered the FISA warrant, there ought to be an earthquake in Washington, D.C., and it ought to engulf the entire Democratic Party.
Yeah, the FISA warrant issue, I think, is significant, Andy, because if, in fact, the FISA warrants were based upon the Steele dossier that we now know, again, to recap, that Bruce Orr, number 4 in the Justice Department, was meeting secretly, offline, according not known by his superiors, with Fusion GPS and Christopher Steele, the so-called Russian spy that was putting all this together, and at the same time, his wife, Bruce Orr's wife, worked for Fusion GPS to work on the dossier while the Department of Justice is investigating this. And if that information was used as a basis for a FISA warrant, I think, right, without disclosing national security secrets, the American people deserve an answer to that, without question.
You do, Jay, because what you're now doing is corrupting the federal courts. That's what you're doing. Think about that. You're going into the federal courts on facts and information that have been contrived and that have been put together by people in these unquestionable conflicts of interest that they have, and you're going to a U.S. district judge and you're asking for the issuance of a FISA warrant to spy on your own people, and you're doing it in a corrupt fashion. This is outrageous. It really is.
Yeah.
Because you already have corruption at the highest levels of the FBI. Look at these texts. Look at what Senator Grassley is on to. He's on to something right here.
Yeah, no question. All right, let's go to Jerry, who's calling in Rhode Island on line 6. By the way, our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. Jerry?
Comment to Professor Hutchinson. I wonder if that's why the judge recused himself. But for the reason
well,
I
no,
called...
we actually... Listen, I thought about it. We're not gonna, you don't know why a judge recused himself, but he's a FISA judge. And then you wonder if that was the reason. Then it raises a whole host of other legal issues. But, yeah, I've wondered the same thing. But go ahead, Jerry.
The question I called is when you ask what we think, I think your listeners can be put into two categories, those who have not worked for the government and those of you who have and know the inner workings and the regulations. So we listen to what you who for 4 decades and then several of you for 4 many decades have worked in these agencies.
Yep.
And when you people are as upset as even Trey Gowdy got pushed to, and then you guys think there's something wrong, your listener says, I'm going to defer to these guys because they've been in there for 40 years. They know what the expectations are. So when you ask what we think, we're going to kind of defer to what you think.
Well, I appreciate that, but we do. It's very important for us to know what our members' views are, because that's we are able, and Than, you could address that, because we're able to then take that information right to Capitol Hill. This is what the American people think's going on here. And I'm going to play that Jim Jordan bite where he talks about the American people, and the American people are getting sick and tired of this, and he's very aggressive. But Than, before I do that, explain how important it is. I do appreciate the people on our views. Obviously, that's why we're doing the broadcast every day. But it's also important for us to know where you all are coming from. Than, go ahead.
Well, to be honest with you, Jay, I think the American people are ahead of Washington, D.C. on this. I actually think their views on this are probably more realistic than those inside the Beltway here. And look, I'm at the point where I don't even think this is a conspiracy theory anymore. I look at what Jim Jordan had his line of questioning about. Why was there a change between the FISA application in June and the FISA application in October? And to me, Jay, it is not a conspiracy theory. It is the most likely scenario that Bruce Ohr and Peter Strzok, who were involved with Christopher Steele, took that dossier and used it as some sort of change in the October application.
Remember,
and
I think that's why it's granted. Denied.
Which is so rare.
Right, in June.
Yep. Go ahead.
That's not a conspiracy theory. That's
like
likely.
The only FISA warrants I've ever heard reported that wasn't granted. I mean, it's like 99.9% of FISA requests are granted. Those warrants are granted by the courts. I mean, it's why there's been a question about the independence of the courts, or does law enforcement just get whatever they want as a rubber stamp? But this time, they said, no, not enough evidence. And they came back a few months later and suddenly had a pile of evidence, I guess.
Yep. Yeah. And that evidence sounds like it was that dossier. All right, Jim Jordan said the American people have had enough. Here's what he said.
I'm afraid we can't take that risk. We can't. There's no way we can let the American people make Donald Trump the next president. I got to protect our country. This is unbelievable. And I'm here to tell you, Mr. Rosenstein, I think the public trust in this whole thing is gone.
I think Jim Jordan's right. And the more this goes on, Andy, just in kind of 30 seconds here, the worse it's getting for the department.
Yeah, it does, Jay, because, I mean, and again, it's a department.
You're like waiting. What are you going to hear tomorrow?
I mean, every day we hear something else, another shoe drop, another horror story unfolds. This shows the corruption that was existing in the Obama Justice Department and the Obama FBI. And what I want is for them to clean out their house right now.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll be in our last segment. You can call us at 800-684-3110. Hey, for those of you that are watching the broadcast or listening, let me encourage you to support the ACLJ at aclj.org. We're in the last, basically, 2 weeks of the month of December here, and this is our biggest 14, 15 days of the entire year. Your support of the ACLJ, not only, as Jordan said, lets us plan for next year, but you keep us engaged in all these issues. So I want to encourage you to go to aclj.org, and any amount you donate, we're getting a matching gift for. aclj.org. Back with more in a moment.
Imagine a global war on you, but your leaders refuse to acknowledge it. Imagine this denial resulting in hundreds of American deaths and a global genocide against Christians and other religious minorities. Imagine Russia, Iran, and jihadists around the world uniting to destroy us. This is the startling reality we now face. But it doesn't have to be this way. In his new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulo reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. With detailed history, in-depth legal case studies, and expert interviews, this book reveals the historic problem and the pressing solution. Order a copy of Unholy Alliance today. It's available right now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also get it online at unholyalliancebook.com. This is a critical time for our nation and the issues that matter most to you and your family. There are so many challenges facing our nation: the rise of ISIS, an emboldened North Korea, and here at home, continuing threats to your free speech and religious liberty, as well as an out-of-control bureaucracy in Washington. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And if you want to make a difference, stand with the ACLJ and become a member today. In a world immersed in chaos and confusion, the ACLJ is on the front lines defending life and liberty, engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family, here at home and around the globe. If you haven't done so already, this is the perfect time to join the American Center for Law and Justice. Join now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can do so online, aclj.org.
It's the last segment of the broadcast. We got the whole team here. We're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. We'll take a couple comments, too. But, Logan, you want to grab a call first?
Yeah, a lot of people on hold for a long time. Let's go to Chris in Nevada. You're on the air.
Hey, Chris, go ahead.
Hi. Hey. I'm just blown away by the arrogance of these people. It tells me they've been doing this for years, that to the point where they didn't even try to hide it. But I'm wondering, what about disbarring some of these people who are attorneys?
I'm not going to get into whether they have bar violations or not. We're looking at the issues as to whether criminal statutes may well have been violated here. I believe that they are. We're putting memos together, legal memorandums on that. So I'm gonna let's put the bar issue on the side. Let's look at the law. Here's the problem. If you are the investigator on the case and you are writing the things that these people are writing, Professor Hutchison, and that's what they're writing, all this, we got to stop this. This guy can't be. This is terrible. The country's going to be destroyed. Like I said, you believe it's one thing. You determine a political action plan while you're the investigator. This was the investigator on – put the Russia probe on the side here. This was the investigator investigating the Hillary Clinton matter. How is that okay?
It isn't. The entire FBI, DOJ, special counsel scenario has been undermined by credibility gaps. What we have in essence is action by Strzok, Page, and Andrew McCabe to engage in a premeditated plan of action to undermine the election. That's number one. Number two, it's very likely that the FISA warrants were issued without probable cause. That arguably undermines all convictions and all pleas generated, because they are the fruit of a poisonous tree. Yeah. So there are huge problems. And lastly, let me make this point. Rod Rosenstein continues to hide behind the Inspector General's report. There's no reason why he can't take immediate disciplinary action against misconduct in the Justice Department.
I know they're civil servants. It's hard to remove them, but it is really, Jordan. I mean, Strzok is not fired. He's moved over. I'm sure he's getting the same salary. He's moved over to Human Resources.
Yeah, right. He's still at Department of Justice.
We may be recruiting agents for all we know.
Yeah, that's what it's what a typical Human Resources position would be for someone who is an FBI agent. Now, usually it is where they are placed after there's been, issues and problems. But again, you see how in the bureaucracy you don't lose your job. You're not told to go home without pay. We believe Lisa Page is still – and see, this is how these bureaucrats are too. You have to say that. We believe that Lisa Page is still employed by the General Counsel's Office of the Department of Justice as well, because they don't provide a lot of info to you. These are not political appointees, so they don't run out with the information list about where these individuals are. So what we know is that all of us – this is one thing we all do know. We're still paying for Andrew McCabe's salary, and they had this meeting in Andy's office. We're still paying for Lisa Page's DOJ salary. And we're still paying for Peter Strzok's FBI salary. All of us are, because the taxpayers pay for these bureaucrats.
Yeah, and I think that – and it points to a fundamentally deeper – let me grab a call here. We can respond to the call, Logan. Grab another call.
All right, let's go to John in New York on line four. John,
welcome. Hey, John.
Yes. How are you doing today?
Good.
First-time caller.
Oh, great.
Is there any credible evidence that any elected official, whether Democrat or Republican – was aware of the discussed corruption in the FBI and Department of Justice?
It's a really good question. So did elected representatives, members of the House or Senate or political campaign candidates know? We haven't seen that evidence yet. So I don't want to speculate. But this is, again, why I think a special counsel on this whole DOJ, Fusion GPS, Christopher Steele, all of this has to be looked at independently. I just don't think this is a situation where the agency's inspector general can do this, Andy. It's beyond the scope of his, in my view.
It's not an IG. It's not an IG matter anymore. It is, as what you have said, and you have called for this. A special counsel needs to be appointed to look at what was happening at the Department of Justice and the Federal Bureau of Investigation with respect to Orr, to Strzok, to Page, to McCabe, to all these people.
Yep.
And this is where you need a special counsel, not in other instances. You need it in this instance particularly, because it talks about and it deals with a subject of who in the world do these bureaucrats think they are, that they're going to determine who is and who's not going to be the president of the United States.
So, Than, do you expect follow-up, you said, but we don't have evidence of elected officials knowing this was going on.
Well, we don't, Jay, but I would tell you that's one reason we're looking for Bruce Orr's communications,
yep.
because we know that he was not disclosing.
To?
Right. Who did he tell? When yep. he got information from Christopher Steele, or I don't know, his wife, who was writing the dossier.
Wasn't the Fusion GPS dossier given to Senator McCain?
Oh, he was involved with that.
An aide was a go-between, yes.
Yeah. Well, there you go. I mean, that has to be looked at.
It was being passed around Capitol Hill before even the media.
Yeah, before it hit the media. All right, let's grab these last three calls if we can, or at least a couple of them. Here we go.
All right, let's go to Holly in Kansas City. Missouri, line two, you're on the air.
Holly, go ahead.
Hi, I am curious. Why can't Mr. Jordan take, say, the Capitol Police and do exactly what the FBI do and go in and raid their offices and take the information?
Yeah, because they don't have investigatory powers outside of their ability to subpoena witnesses. They are not an enforcement agency. That's the reason why. It's a good question, Holly, but they are not an enforcement agency. They are a congressional oversight. Fundamental difference. All right, let's grab the next one.
All right, let's go to Harold in New York, line three.
Yep.
Hi, guys. I wanted to know, with the calls for a second special counsel,
yep.
can't that all be avoided by having POTUS or the White House intervene and just demand the documents be handed over?
I'm not going to respond to that directly for a number of reasons, one of which is I am one of the president's lawyers, as you know. So I'm not going to go into what the White House could or could not do or what the president thinks or doesn't think about this. I will tell you this. So you got to get to the bottom of this, because every day that goes by, it gets worse and worse and worse. And that's, you know, Jordan, we're trying to deal with the facts as they are, yeah. and it is literally adding to it. Every day when we come in, it's something else.
Well, and you've got two things at once, like on the Peter Strzok matter. You have the wrongdoing during the Clinton investigation, the secret phone that's untraceable.
Right.
And then you've got the wrongdoing during the Russia investigation that he's leading, because he's in Andrew McCabe's office with Lisa Page from the DOJ. So you've got that interplay, DOJ, FBI all together, the deputy director's office, saying that they got to come up with an insurance plan in case Trump does win the election to stop him.
Yeah.
Okay, so those are two separate investigations, two different areas of wrongdoing, involves same people. But again, this is not what the special counsel is currently looking at,
right.
who's Bob Mueller. This is what somebody needs to be looking at
afresh.
And these are the officials themselves. And you know, people keep saying, investigate the investigators. That's not what we're saying, because these people have been pulled off the investigation.
Right.
And Bruce Orr, based on his job position,
still has a huge position, by the way.
Should not have had anything to do with this.
Can we grab this last call, Logan? Is it possible?
We can try.
Tanya, go ahead. You're from Utah. Go ahead real quick.
Okay, I have a comment and kind of a quick question.
I only got 30 seconds, so quick.
Okay. I totally agree with Jim Jordan and yep. the Trey Gowdy. I believe 100% our government is crooked. But my question is how do we know that the government, we can trust them now to investigate all this mess and that nobody has destroyed the evidence?
Well, look, destruction of evidence is a felony. You start destroying evidence, it's a whole different level of problem. So that's why we've got our ability to do it as the American Center for Law and Justice. Congress is doing it in their capacity as oversight. And the Justice Department needs a special counsel for this, for the reasons you just said. Who knows where this evidence is? All right, that does it for the broadcast today. Don't forget that matching challenge campaign at ACLJ.org.
This is a critical time for our nation and the issues that matter most to you and your family. In a world immersed in chaos and confusion, the ACLJ is on the front lines defending life and liberty. If you haven't done so already, this is the perfect time to join the American Center for Law and Justice. Join now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can do so online, aclj.org.